garden, pigeons, binmen, casual visitors, air. "Oh, how lovely," says Lila, closing her eyes as she pushes the coat hanger further in. The pregnancy, I mean, not the vomiting. "Not really, darling. Terrible pain in the arse. Why these girls keep having babies is beyond me. I have a positive revolving door of assistance. Starting to wonder if there's something in the air conditioning. Now, how are those lovely girls of yours?"
"Great, they're great," says Lila.
"They're not great." Celie had burst into tears at the breakfast table after apparently seeing something on Instagram. And when Lila asked what had happened, Celie had told her she wouldn't bloody understand and stalked off to school. Violet had fixed her with a look of cold fury when Lila had said yes, she did have to go to Daddy's on Thursday. It was his night. Then slid silently from the stool and not spoken to her for the entire school run.
"Good, good,"
says Anushka, in the distracted tone of someone who wouldn't have heard if you'd said they'd both been beheaded that morning.
"Now, about this manuscript."
Lila pulls the coat hanger from the toilet bowl. The water level is still somewhere just under the seat. She peels the rubber gloves from her hands and leans back against the cabinet. She hears Truant still barking and wonders if she'll have to take the neighbours another bottle of wine. She's given away 7 in the last 3 months, trying to stop them actively hating her. "When are you going to have something to send me? You seem very certain last month." Lila blows out her cheeks.
I'm working on it."
There's a short silence. "Now, darling, I don't want to sound stern," Anushka says, sounding stern. "You did astonishingly well with the rebuild, and you had that lovely little uplift in sales on the back of Dan's terrible deeds.
I suppose we should be grateful to him for that at least, but we do not want to lose visibility, do we? We do not want to be so late delivering that I might as well be launching a debut. It'll be with you very soon."
"How soon?" Lila gazes around the bathroom. "6 weeks?
Let's say 3.
Doesn't have to be perfect, darling. I just need an idea as to what you're doing. It is still a guide to happy single life."
Yes.
"Lots of tips on how to live well independently. Funny stories about dates. Some nice hot single sex anecdotes."
"Oh, yes, all of that.
Can't wait. I'm already agog.
I'll live vicariously through your adventures."
"Oh, for goodness sake, Gracie, not the new waste paper basket. I've got to go. I await your email. Much love to all."
Lila ends the call and stares at the toilet bowl, willing the water to go down. As she sits, she hears Bill climbing the stairs. He pauses at the landing, and she can hear him steady himself as he makes to mount the next step. He and Mum lived in a 1950s bungalow 10 minutes walk away, sparsely furnished, full of light and clean lines, and he finds the many flaws and clutter of this rickety house a daily challenge.
"Darling girl?"
"Yes?" Lila rearranges her face into something bright and cheery.
"I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the neighbours have been round complaining about the dog again, and something disgusting appears to be seeping through the kitchen ceiling."
The emergency plumber had sucked his teeth, pulled up 4 floorboards, and apparently discovered the leak in the soil pipe. He had drained the cistern, informed her that she would need a whole new system.
"Mind you, I can't imagine you want to hang on to that bathroom suite too much longer. I've got grandparents younger than that is."
Drunk 2 cups of sweet tea and charged her £380. She had started calling it the Mercedes tax. Any tradesman would see the overpriced vintage sports car lurking on the drive and immediately add 25% to whatever invoice they had prepared.
"So that's what was causing the blockage," Lila had said, tapping out the PIN number of her credit card and trying not to calculate the damage that would do to this month's budget.
"Nah, must be something else," he had said.
"You can't use it, though, obviously.
And all the bathroom plumbing will have to be reinstalled. You might want to replace some of those floorboards while you're at it. I can push my thumb through them."
Bill had put a calloused hand on her shoulder as she closed the door behind the man.
"It'll all work out," he said,
and squeezed lightly.
This was what, for Bill, passed as deep emotional support.
"I can help, you know."
"You don't have to," she said, turning to him brightly. "I'm fine. All good." He had sighed gently, then turned and headed stiffly to his room. Bill had lived with them for 9 months now.